getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
Hi there, this is Pastor Frank Barisal from the Lake Forest Park Presbyterian Church, where we're learning what it means to be an oasis of refreshment amid a broken, weary world. Learn more about us at www.lakeforestparkchurch.org. We're located at the northern tip of Lake Washington, where we invite you to join us on Sundays at 10 as we celebrate the God of creation who is always present in this world. You know, we really don't find too many Christ followers who wouldn't say that God is present in this world, but we often don't think of how God is present in this world. We know that the Spirit of Jesus, often spoken of in the same ways that we think of the Holy Spirit, is present sustaining the earth. The Bible tells us that He holds all things together by the power of His Word. But we also know that Christ's Spirit lives within His followers. Yet we tend to consider what this means for us personally, what God is doing for us, rather than what Christ is doing for the world through us. When we do think of this, we lean towards the idea that Christ is using us to tell others of Him and what He can do for them. And certainly this is true, but it's not just that. The gospel that Christ proclaimed is that the kingdom of God was coming and had come through Him. And this gospel means that Christ is setting the world right through the actions of those who belong to Him. But when we think of this, we also have to consider how Jesus Himself came to the world. And by that I mean His posture, His approach. And when you think of it this way, you begin to realize that Jesus did not appear as the magnificent God in all His glory and power, imposing His rule by force. He came instead as a guest, a visitor, if you will, bringing blessing wherever He was. Jesus came as one who loves the world and offered the means by which it would be renewed. There's an old hymn that says, "This world is not my home, I'm just passing through." And that song is both true and false. It is true in the sense that the world, as it is, has not turned out the way God first envisioned it in the creation. But it is not true in the sense that this world was exactly the home God envisioned for us, a place where God and humankind could coexist and enjoy the creation to its fullest in the company of its Creator. In fact, this picture of a harmonious relationship between creation, including all created things and human beings together with God, is the future the Bible describes for the future God has made possible in the work of Jesus. As we live in the context of that picture, we discover that our goal as followers of Jesus is not to escape this world so much as it is to bring heaven into it. And this is precisely what the Spirit of Jesus enables His followers to do. Wherever we are, in all that we do, we are able to be a piece of heaven in the world, a place where the presence of God enters into the mechanics of our activities, our passions, our dreams, and our relationships with everyone, those close to us, those we encounter throughout the day, even those who may dislike or oppose us. We bring this sense of heaven to the world when we approach it like Jesus did, as a guest bringing blessing with us wherever we are. Guests appreciate the people who have welcomed them. Guests delight in the bounty of the place where they are welcomed. Guests bring refreshment and joy when in the company of others. And guests don't make demands. Guests look for the opportunity to bring out the best in the places they are. And because of this, guests are invited to share the insight they have gained. And that, my friend, is how we contribute to the well-being of this world, that is, our home, together with Christ, who makes it new.
You've been listening to Pastor Frank Barisal of Lake Forest Park Presbyterian Church. For more details about the church, visit them online at lakeforestparkchurch.org. To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS, you can call our front desk at 206-546-7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.